I'm Erin Williams, and I am here with Tara Mahadevan.
Hi, I'm Tara Mahadevan, and I was born and raised in St. Louis. I went to Ladue High School, and I was there. I was in that district for my entire life. I lived in the same house my entire life. But my family's from India. I was super academic because I thought I wanted to go to medical school, but then that kind of changed. I was the editor-in-chief of the Literary Arts magazine at school, so that kind of pushed me more towards going to school for English and writing rather than, you know, something more science-based.
What did your parents think of that?
My dad didn't really care that much. My mom wasn't too pleased. I mean, I had a lot of trouble being both American and Indian, and I think it helped a lot, you know, expressing myself or and dealing with the, you know, sort of internal struggle that comes out of being both two things or, you know.
Where did you feel the issues were with being both American and Indian? What was it that troubled you?
I think I wasn't born in India, and I never actually lived there. And, I mean, constantly when I was younger, my family and my cousins would call me too American, which I guess had negative connotations. I mean, I don't speak Hindi. You know, if we got together with family or family friends, they'd make jokes in Hindi that I didn't understand. I just felt left out. I don't have as much trouble with it as I used to.
What did you decide to do post-high school?
Well, I went to NYU for a couple of years, and then I transferred to School of the Art Institute of Chicago.
So New York and Chicago, how was that living experience? That was your first time living outside of St. Louis,
yeah,
correct?
So it was pretty intense going from St. Louis to New York. It's pretty good. Chicago is a good paced city. If you're not used to city life, it was kind of like going to New York was like a slap in the face because I didn't understand anything. I never rode public transit. I never did any of those things. Pretty strange, I guess, at first. But when I was living in Chicago, I didn't have a place to stay, so I just came back.
After you graduated from
college. So I didn't know what, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I came home to figure it out.
Growing up, I remember you telling me that you were involved in a lot of youth activities, most notably...
Oh, my youth temple
group.
Yeah.
What was the name of your temple?
The Hindu Temple of St. Louis. It was pretty cool. We did, meditation and we volunteered, which was my favorite.
You are a Hindu. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that you stood out in an awkward way growing up amongst your friends?
Growing up, I mean, that's what made it harder. I mean, I didn't have anybody who understood me or who I could relate to on that level. You know, I never really thought I was Indian or anything until middle school. I was just, didn't even see color, really, which I think is most interesting now because I feel like everything revolves around, you know, race and religion and all that.
Do you feel like there are any misunderstandings that people have about Indian Americans that you feel that you have to clarify?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like people think Eastern cultures are just cool. I just feel like a lot of people, not that they take it for granted, but they just misunderstand it and don't take the time to understand it, even as they appropriate and pick and take what they want from my culture, from other Eastern cultures. They don't take the time to understand what they're taking or what they're, you know, trying to incorporate as their own, so.
For instance, like a nose ring?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's kind of funny because I have my nose pierced, but my piercing is cultural. The right side is South Indian, which I am, and then North Indians typically get their left nostril pierced. When I was 3 months old, I got my ears pierced. Like, those are cultural things, but, you know, getting your cartilage pierced, getting, your eyebrow pierced, those are all aesthetic things. So that doesn't make me as angry, but I just kind of find it kind of funny. I mean, I guess, traditional clothing that is taken and, you know, misunderstandings of parts of my religion or just they think it's cool or, you know, it's like a hippie thing to be into Hinduism or people are going to take what they want, but I just think that it loses its importance and value when you don't understand the context from where it comes from.
What do you want people to know and understand about you as a person?
I don't know. I just feel like a lot of the time people judge me based on how I look, but it's kind of weird because not many people think I'm Indian immediately. I'm very light-skinned and South Indians are very dark. Sometimes even my facial characteristics, people think I'm Mexican or Latina or I guess I like dark features, light skin, they get confused. I mean, I've been called Hawaiian, Afghani, Lebanese, Colombian.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you respond?
I'm just no. I mean, I just laugh at them. I just say I'm Indian. They're like, you're full Indian? I say yes.
I have been speaking with Tara Mahadevan. She is a 24-year-old Indian American who shared with me her experience of being born and raised in St. Louis.